groceries up 22% in Kamala Harris's America. By Hannah Knudsen on August 23, 2024. Democrats proclaim that their convention's theme is joy. But that feeling does not translate to Americans suffering from the Biden-Harris administration's inflation. There is nothing joyful about paying 22% more for groceries since Vice President Kamala Harris took office. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that grocery prices jumped 22% from January 2021, when President Joe Biden and Harris first took office, to July 2024. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. This holds true even though the Biden-Harris White House remains in complete denial, falsely claiming that grocery prices went down. While Americans do not need charts and data to know the reality of rising grocery prices, a Wall Street Journal analysis of Nielsen IQ data on the prices of everyday foods shows that Americans are very much feeling the squeeze. The analysis ultimately concludes that a $100 grocery haul in 2019 costs nearly $140 today. But, of course, Americans, who are facing the worst food inflation in nearly half a century, already know this all too well. As Breitbart News reported, the first 42 months of the Biden-Harris administration have seen the biggest increase in food inflation under any president since Jimmy Carter. It is the third largest increase over the first 3.5 years of a presidential term ever recorded in data going back to 1952, trailing Carter's record and Nixon's second term. By contrast, grocery prices rose just 6.3% over the first 42 months of Donald Trump's presidency. Food prices are still rising. The index for food rose 0.2% in July and was up 0.1% for the category covering groceries, the second straight month of rising prices following 4 months of negative readings on the Consumer Price Index for food at home. "We've got to get the prices down," former President Donald Trump told Elon Musk during a live interview on X. "You know, when I look at bacon costing 4 or 5 times more than it did a few years ago. When you look at some of the food products in grocery stores, people know, they can't believe it. They used to be able to buy a whole cart, and today, a lot of people just don't have the money. They go in, and they can't buy anything," he continued. "The election's coming, and the people want to hear about the economy and the fact that they can't buy groceries because they don't have enough money to buy groceries," Trump added. "The inflation has killed them. Food prices are up 50, 60, even 100% in some cases." All the while, Harris has been unable to admit that her pro-inflation policies have worsened the economic hardships that so many Americans feel. While she has vaguely promised to reduce grocery prices if she wins the election, she has touted Soviet-style centrally administered price controls on food as a viable solution. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, spoke to Breitbart News about what would happen to the U.S. economically if Harris had her way. "So, then, we'll have two things. We'll have the Harris high prices, and we'll have the Harris shortages. So, this is just pure socialism," he said. "So, it makes no sense at all, but she has no background in this. And, if she had these ideas, what has she done in the last 3.5 years? She's done nothing. So, we've seen grocery prices up at least over 20%, gas above 50%, rents way up. Everything has gone up in price. So, she's been a disaster," he warned, highlighting Harris's involvement in all of Biden's policies. "She was the tie-breaking vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation," he said, noting Harris was also the tie-breaking vote for the American Rescue Plan. "She's the one who has caused all this. Massive government spending always causes inflation," he added. Watch, exclusive, Rick Scott, Kamala Harris's price controls are socialism. Correction, an earlier version of this story cited the increased producer price index for grocery stores services. It has been corrected to cite the consumer price index for food at home.